Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, a coalition of legal groups and activists kicked off a statewide tour last night in Athens. Their goal is to educate voters on their rights to vote this election season. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
ACLU Georgia, Common Cause Georgia, and others are embarking on what they call the Save Our Democracy Tour. They'll travel to 17 Georgia cities where they'll share the basics like how to register to vote and how to use early voting. Earl Ellis, political director of ACLU Georgia, says they will also cover what to do if a voter is met with resistance at their polling place.
And to make sure that no one is being rejected for any improper or illegal reason.
After a first stop in Athens, the tour moves to Macon this weekend. Georgians have until the 9th of October to register to vote. Early voting begins 6 days later. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
This week, the federal government launched a new program to help farmers in the wake of a potential trade war. GPB's Ross Terrell has that story.
Earlier this year, President Trump announced tariffs on some $200 billion worth of imported goods from China. China retaliated by announcing tariffs of their own, many directed at farmers. Speaking at the Georgia State Capitol this week, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue said the program will help offset some losses.
No way can we make farmers whole, and that really wasn't the goal necessarily, but it was to try to rectify some of the damage done by the unfair tariffs that others have imposed.
The Market Facilitation Program will spend up to $12 billion to help farmers find new markets. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
And former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue is the reason why President Donald Trump endorsed Brian Kemp in Georgia's gubernatorial race. The Daily Caller released a transcript of an Oval Office interview with Trump, who says, quote, "I did that for Sonny Perdue." Trump's last-minute backing of Kemp led the Secretary of State to rout Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle in the July GOP primary election. Kemp faces Democrat Stacey Abrams in November. The Atlanta Falcons will play in the first game of the NFL season tonight when they face the defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. GPB's Taylor Gant has this preview.
The Eagles defeated the Falcons in last season's playoffs before eventually beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Atlanta will look for a measure of revenge in tonight's game, but will have to do so in front of a hostile Philly crowd. Falcons receiver Julio Jones says his team will be ready for the national spotlight.
Preparation breeds confidence, you know, the way we go out there each and every day. So when we get on the field, you know, it's no nerves, it's nothing like that. We're very confident.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium in downtown Atlanta will host Super Bowl 53 in February. The Falcons are hoping to become the first team to win a Super Bowl on their home field. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more news, please visit us at gpbnews.org, and we are streaming there as well.